When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Hans Shot First Podcast.
They don't know it, I'm telling you.
We'll be talking in depth about common movie moments
from my dead body,
with the mix of all things pop culture along the way.
Yeah, Oscar.
Okay.
Welcome, everyone, to Hans Shot First. I'm Jeff, joined as usual by Scott and Alex. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Well, we're after Thanksgiving and before Christmas, so we're going to do Lady Hawk.
It's that time of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lady Hawk. This movie came out in 1985. Directed by Dick Donner, written by Edward Camara, Michael Thomas, and Tom Mankiewicz.
It takes a village to write a movie.
Mm-hmm. Starring Matthew Broderick, Rutger Hauer, Michelle Pfeiffer, Leo McKern, Josh Wood, Alfred Molina. I don't know. Those people I recognized, and I didn't recognize some of them. Right, Dana. I mean,
that's how it goes with every movie.
Poor Alfred Molina was like racially cast forever. Like, poor British dude. Cesar.
Cesar. Adios, señor.
All right. Yeah. What do we do here? Oh, Scott, you nominated this feature. Why don't you
Jeff's
tell
still
us?
Still on vacation.
So this is another one of those. I don't remember if it was on early cable or channel 13, but I do remember it being in regular rotation. I remember watching it again, like maybe in my early 20s, and then yeah, nothing since. So it's definitely been a minute. I did watch it on Amazon Prime. The video transfer was god awful. It's one of the worst ones that that we've done in quite a while as far as the actual video quality. I'm sure you guys have more to say about the movie quality.
Hold on, before was
Alien Fighting?
Sorry, was it free on
YouTube?
Prime?
Oh no,
it was not. I rented it.
Okay, so I either rented it. I rented it on YouTube. It wasn't HD though.
Huh.
Oh, man.
It wasn't that great of a transfer, but it was still, like, wasn't the worst thing we've watched.
Okay.
Pride
was not good. We already sort of did our Rutger Hauer tribute, but he's always a welcome addition to any of these movies. And, this movie's been on my list for a very long time. So I'm glad that we finally had the chance to do it. So, it's probably been on my list for at least 9 years. So, there we go.
Alex, what's your history with this movie?
I used to see the box in the video store. And then I watched the movie. Today.
So you've never seen it.
I have never seen it. The box kind of always looked intriguing to me. It's not the box art or the poster that they have on IMDb. It was a different one with Michelle Pfeiffer, and it was all in black and white and everything. It looked very mysterious and cool. Never saw it. It's not even... Yeah, I'm looking at the other pictures of posters on IMDb. It was none of these. Weird.
Huh. I didn't see it until today. I'd never even heard of it, other than it's been on Scott's list. for all this time. Yeah, I had no idea it was, it had, you know, stars in it, and it was a Dick Donner film. But yeah, didn't help it much. So let's get into it. Scott. Wait, what, how do we do this? As usual, we're going to talk about seven items for the movie.
You really are on vacation.
It's like...
God.
I mean...
Scott, what's your number seven?
I mean, maybe one day, you know, we'll have enough of these under our belt. We'll get one right. Somebody doing dishes in the background. What's going on?
Oh, sorry. My bad. I forgot to be
Yeah, listing seven things of interest here, starting from least to most. My number seven. There's a lot of horse riding in this movie. I felt like just about every other scene, they'd stop somewhere, some stuff would happen, and then they'd be on the horse again. Occasionally, Matthew Broderick would just be running around, either on his own or behind a horse. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen this much horse riding in a movie outside of, like, Lord of the Rings. So, yeah. There we are. I guess it kind of ambitious for a mid-80s movie, but...
Sorry. I had a Matthew Broderick joke, but I won't use it. Anyway,
I think I know where you were going with that.
It's mean. I won't
say
it.
Yeah, let's not.
I already did. Kind of.
It's something about the... well, I don't think they filmed in... Anyway, good.
Oh, yeah, Scott, there is a lot of horse riding. There's a lot of lots of things going on. This movie had the pace of a...
Well, not a horse
slow
running.
Pace car.
Yeah. A gentle trot, maybe.
The horse doing the
canter,
the thing into the throne room at the end or whatever was pretty hilarious. He's doing his little, I don't know, little prancy show horse moves was cracking me up.
The horse was pissed off too. Showing him what's what.
Have you ever seen those videos of like Snoop Dogg and Seth Rogen, and they're like watching YouTube clips or whatever? And they're showing these show horses doing these weird dances, and all of a sudden Snoop sees you. Oh shit, that horse is crip walking. Oh my god, it was cracking me up.
Ice cream man.
What's going on? What was that?
Get me one of them.
I want a bomb pops. Pop. Bomb pop, please.
Yeah. Rocket pop.
Rocket pop.
Get me a fucked up Sonic pop.
So. Yeah. So it looks just like him. Wait, Jeff, there's YouTube videos of Rogan and Snoop hanging out?
Yeah, it's like I don't know. It's on YouTube. I don't know where it originated from, but I see him on YouTube, and they're like watching clips of different things, getting high off their asses, and Snoop sees a horse doing some crazy, you know, like some of those show prances they do, Snoop just goes, "Oh man, that horse is crip walking." Yeah. Oh god, cracks me up. Alright, Alex, what's your number seven?
My number seven is that the synth music was kicking my ass in this movie.
Yeah, oh, it was. God.
It didn't fit. I liked it, you know what, individually outside of the movie I think I would like some of the tracks. But they try to mash it in there. It almost seems like they caught wind of Ridley Scott's Legend and they were trying to just pump this out as fast as possible, because it came out in the same year.
So this came out before, like, I looked up some things. This came out before Princess Bride. This came out before Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Okay.
So
it just seems like, the studio's making this movie called Legend. It's a fantasy spectacular with synth music. We gotta do something. It's gonna be a hit.
So you saw who was
we gotta beat him to it.
You saw who the music producer was on this, right?
Yeah, Alan Parsons.
This whole thing was an Alan Parsons project.
Yeah, no, it was not a hovercraft at all.
Moving along.
The music, it just didn't fit.
Yeah,
It went back to traditional score every once in a while. It's like, okay, this is kind of nice, and then it'd go back to the like heavy synth guitar playing. It's like, nah.
I think you crystallize it, Alex. Like, if I heard some of these tracks like on their own, I'd be like, oh, okay. I can see that's like 80s synth fantasy, whatever. But yeah, in the movie, it didn't work all that well.
It didn't work at all. Mm-hmm. All right. My number seven, I'll just tag along with Alex. It was the music. It did not fit in this movie at all. It's the first thing I wrote down because it hits you pretty hard, pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It did not fit in this movie at all. Yeah. So, all right, Scott, number six.
My number six is that the church scene / fight goes on forever. Yeah, it was this weird thing where they kill plenty of people in this movie, but all of a sudden he's like, okay, get to the church. Like, you can't actually kill anybody. Like, not unless they, like, accidentally fall on a sword or...
Right.
Or like he does something super cool where like he flicks the dagger up at the guy. Yeah, that whole sequence just went on and on and on and on. So I looked up some trivia for that scene, and originally originally, the church was supposed to catch fire when he knocks over the candles, but they got rid of that scene because Dick Donner dislikes smoke.
Jesus.
Wow. The setup for that took forever, as long as the church scene.
You gotta be able to hold together, Scott.
I'm doing this podcast for me. I'm just anyway.
Yeah, listeners won't even get that joke. Still. Oh man. Brian laughed.
Brian laughed. All right. Alex, what's your number six?
My number six is that Matthew Broderick was miscast in this movie.
Jesus.
Yeah, not believable at all. He didn't really dial into the character, I think, the way he was supposed to. Maybe a little bit. Yeah, he was trying to do the talking to God thing, talking to himself thing the whole time, but it just did not jive. However, if seeing this movie landed him the role in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, then worth it.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with you, Alex. So a little bit more to say about it later.
All right.
Yeah, I agree with you, Alex. All right. My number six is the priest, the bishop, whatever he is. The end of the movie, he just stares at the camera and quivers his lip for like 5 minutes. It just cuts to him and he's just... quivering his lip, and then later on when he's upset that the love, you know, the lovebirds are back together, literally lovebirds. It just was killing me.
Damn it, Jeff.
Yeah, it was like a weird quirk that he did. Yeah,
he just see Dick Donner just going, "I need more lip quiver.
Yeah. I need some more,
have more lip quiver.
We need more verisimilitude with lips."
Yes. Mm-hmm. Get that smoke out of here. All right. Scott, what's your number five?
Number five, this ties into the church scene at the end. The curse actually being broken was horribly anticlimactic.
Yep.
Yeah. It was just the old, like, drunken priest going, "It's finally broken." Like, that was it.
Yeah, that's
no, it. No flashlight, no, like, chorus of angels for like a few notes. Just
Jesus, they had no money for special.
I mean, they could literally have but they could have done anything. They could have just like,
no, like spotlight or do something.
Yeah, yeah, no, I was gonna say, because they had that light coming in through the window. They could have had it like them be like lit by that for a second. Like, there's so many things they could have done. Nope, they're just the priest off, like, you don't even see them. Yeah, it's broken. Like, okay, I guess it is, because the guy said so. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
By the way, speaking of, I don't know if you have this guy on your list, but that monk that helps him out, He sounds like he'd be like a voice from like Baldur's Gate or something. Am I wrong?
Imperius was kind of. No, yeah, he definitely had like he's like a Brian Blessed kind of.
Yeah.
Voice
sounded so familiar. I'm looking at his credits right now.
Yeah, I'm looking doing a quick look. I'm not seeing a whole lot of Vidya games.
But it's a very like generic old medieval time voice, right?
Yeah, that too. But I was like, man, I could have sworn I heard like this specific voice.
Good, like, good.
Yeah, Baldur's Gate or.
Yeah, good. Good King Wenceslas Lass is not a video game, right?
I do not think so. No.
Okay.
Also, Imperius is like the most like Latin name.
Yeah, it is. Roman. Well, the name of okay. So real trivia this time. Nothing to do with Dick Donner.
Right.
The name of the city is Aquila. What is that the Latin word for?
For Aquilon.
Yes, how'd you know, Alex?
I have. If I saw it spelt, maybe I could help you out there. But
I doubt it was spelled. I doubt it was spelled correctly.
Is it for eagle?
Eagle, yes.
Mm-hmm. Eagle. Similar to the Spanish, águila.
There you go. Eagle. All right.
Very, very good. I don't know where we are. That was Alex. It was Scott's number five, so Alex is number five.
And go. Yeah. That weird, really weird fucking editing that they did when... After Rutger Navarre gets in wolf form, gets rescued from the ice, they put him in the trap and everything. And for like a split second, you can see they both, the Hawk, Isabeau, and Navarre see each other while they're transforming, you know, midway there. That was some fucked up editing. I looked at it. I had to look away. I was like, what? No. A lot of zooms, a lot of close-ups of the eyes with the contacts on and shit. It's like, I don't know. I don't like this.
I didn't know what they were trying to do with that trap.
They're trying to trap him.
But why?
I forgot. I think they wanted him to put him in the cage eventually, like they did to get him inside the castle.
Yeah, I think there was like...
Okay, that makes
sense. Or just give themselves more time to, like, get him to come around and plan.
Yeah.
Or just let him out when it was the day of the thing, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they were torturing a real dog in that water ice scene, because those edits were quick, and that dog did look stressed out in some situations.
Yeah.
Dick Donner dislikes dogs, apparently.
Yeah.
All right, my number five is just this movie's too long. This movie did not need... It could have been a half an hour shorter. You said cut out the horse scenes.
Could have been 45 minutes shorter.
Matthew Broderick escaping at the beginning of this movie was like 20 minutes. Like, fuck, just get out of here. The birds flying, wolves running. Yeah, way too long.
Bears shitting.
No bears.
Yeah.
I will say, we'll rate this later, but my dog Penny would give this movie 7 out of 7 because of so many animals. She was barking and growling and whining the whole time. So,
the whole scene when she chases the rabbit. Yeah.
Mochi.
All right.
Went outside and took a shit.
Well, that's an improvement, Alex.
Yeah, I was gonna say went outside.
Yeah.
All right, Scott, number four.
My number four. Is yeah, the fights were stilted.
Yeah, it's almost like they didn't have any time to choreograph properly.
Yeah, like I wonder about Dick Donner because it's like he's done good action movies, but
most of them are gun based, right?
Yeah, it's just a weird choice that they're all knights and fighting with swords and stuff, and like half like. Not even half, like three quarters of the time, he's like punching people in the face or like throwing things at him, like just
bitch slapping.
Yeah, he never wants to like actually like go sword to sword. Yeah, yeah, it was weird. Like, he had no problem shooting people with crossbows, by the way. So it wasn't like a moral thing. Like, he just like
firearms.
Yeah, I guess so. Fire. Yeah, yeah. I did like that he had like the Clint Eastwood style of shooting from Unforgiven, where everybody's just like panic shooting the crossbow, so they always miss. But he just takes his time, and that's how he always like kills people with it. Anyway, fights are not good. That's my number four.
Agreed.
Alex,
number four.
My number four is thieving was sure it was really easy back in the back in the medieval times. Hey, look over there, yoink! Oh, I think he told that. I think he took daddy's shoes, and that was it.
Yep.
Also, that guard didn't know what the hell. He must have been really interested in whatever he was eating. Got his knife and his coin purse stolen.
Yeah, I don't know. That was like a comic moment, but there weren't too many of those, so it was just weird.
Yeah.
All right, my number four, we've talked about some editing and transitions. I will say when she falls off the top of the church tower or whatever and turns into a bird, I guess that's what happened. Who the fuck knows? It was...
Yeah.
No, that's exactly what happened, Jeff. What do you mean, who knows?
No. Yeah. I know that's what we're supposed to know what happens, but my God, that was a terrible...
Yeah,
it wasn't even nighttime.
Yeah,
it was raining and the sun out, and it was nighttime. And
she does fall forever, based on their screams.
Yeah, and she
so
it's like that robe kind of acted like a kite, a little bit like a parachute.
And that's how that works.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because it was not even close to sunset. I mean, whatever. I guess it was. Who knows? But that's what I thought. Oh, she's just gonna fly away. Like she's gonna maintain some of her bird flight abilities with her dress or something. Oh no, the sun's setting really quickly. We're good.
Sun rising.
And rising. No, setting. Rising. You're right. She's a bird by day.
Yes.
And a hot bird by night. Baby bird.
Bubba bird.
Baby bird.
Bubba bird.
Baby bird.
Bubba bird.
Yeah, that was awful. Scott, number three.
Okay. My number three, going back to Broderick here. Yeah, I don't know that I'd say necessarily miscast, but yeah, he's not good here. He's not quite Ferris Bueller yet. So, like, all the kind of smarmy stuff he's doing doesn't really play all that well. Maybe that's more the script. Like, him making up all the stuff that they're supposedly saying to each other, that kind of falls flat. Yeah, it not quite that level of... charming, I guess, that you can get away with kind of being obnoxious. Yeah, I mean he looks like a urchin, though. He does, and you see him does the same thing in War Games, which was like the same year, the year before, the year after, I forget. Which had the same, but Josh also had that the same guy playing the priest, the bishop.
Yeah,
but he wasn't a bad guy in that. Anyway, yeah, Broderick, not great here.
Agreed. Alex, number three.
My number three is the escape at the inn. Well, I didn't even know if it was inn. He calls for an innkeeper and a drink of his most expensive. And stupid rat, mouse, whatever he's called, Matthew Broderick, starts bragging to everybody. Who could those men in dark cloaks be?
It seemed like a really dumb move on his part for something that was like very canny. Like, to do something that stupid.
Yeah. He was clever in all the other ways where he was escaping. And then he thought he was scot-free, but he was not. And then them chasing him around there, I think it was a little bit goofy and whatnot. It's like, okay. And Rutger Hauer shows up. Start killing people. And then more horse riding.
Yeah, that fight or escape scene when he's running under the boards and on top of the... Oh my God. Annoying.
Yep.
Yeah, all right. Well, my number three is pretty much followed up with Scott's number three. Ferris is miscast. Matthew Broderick is Ferris miscast. Like, him talking to himself and God was so annoying. Luckily, that didn't happen as much later in the movie, but I felt like the first 40 minutes, it's all he's doing, and it was super annoying. I mean, I don't know if he needed an accent, but it just felt like Chicago. It felt like Chicago boy. Yeah, I don't know. He just didn't work for me at all. It just sticks out to me. Just like what's his face in Prince of Thieves. Well, I guess everybody in Prince of Thieves. But fuck it, he made it or whatever.
Fuck me, he cleared it.
It just didn't work at all. And like you were saying, that stuff fell flat on him, like making up stuff to tell each other. Like, as I watch it, I'm like, yeah, I don't think they said this, but also I'm so bored by this movie. I could have paid attention and I missed it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Going on your phone was more exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Matthew Broderick, not so good. To be fair, I think he's been good in like two movies, but we'll talk about that another time. Scott, number two.
Number two is the central sort of fairy tale fable here, and the setting I did really like. I wish that there was some stronger stuff supporting it overall, for the most part. Kind of like to see, I'm surprised no one's taken another swing at this movie, like doing an updated version of this.
Yeah, give it 5 minutes.
Yeah, from my mouth to Netflix's ears. Yeah,
I mean, the Fall Guy's out.
Yeah,
the Fall Guy's almost out.
Did this movie make any money?
I doubt it.
So they won't copy a shit movie. But I agree. The concept, which I have a little higher in my list, is good. I do agree with all of that. But, like, they only want to remake stuff that made money.
Yeah.
Has a cult following. And I don't think it does.
I don't know of any people that are, like, diehard fans of this movie. So,
yeah.
They have to be out there, though. Because there's... We live in that.
Well, I think like Princess Bride or something, right? This is the same era. Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, like.
Like Alex mentioned Legend. I know people are into that. Not as much as Princess Bride, but. Goonies. Not quite the same, but has that same kind of vibe.
Right.
Like high adventure.
Right after this.
Yeah. But anyway, so. Yeah, the central premise of Fairy Tale. I think they're supposed to be just like in generic, like, Transylvania. Like, I don't know. Like,
Transylvania.
Because they're clearly like it's a French tang to things, but everybody's got a British accent. But like, anyway, and you know, for us ragging on all the horse riding and stuff, like, there is some gorgeous, like, scenery that they set up for. Like, probably, like, I'm not even going to guess. Italy, Spain, who knows.
Netherlands.
Yeah, and those castles are, like, clearly, like, real castles that they were filming in, which was kind of cool, even if they look a little dilapidated. So, yeah, that's my number two. I wish they'd been able to do more with this.
All right, Alex, number two.
My number two is The Fight in the Cathedral. I thought it did go on way too long and it was a bit sloppy, but I like the idea of it. Just riding on horseback into a cathedral, fighting another guy on horseback for some reason inside of a cathedral, and they're going at it. It was pretty cool. It's like, oh man, this is going to be great. And then it wasn't, but I like the idea. I applaud the effort. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. I agree the horse thing was cool. Other than that, yeah.
I wish we could but do that the video, because then I would do the Vegas, like, clap and show my hands.
By the way, that horse was pretty badass. Like,
oh, Goliath? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty cool.
Oh, man, yeah. The only the only real good joke that landed with me. Let me tell you about this little guy called David.
Yeah. All right. Well, my number two, because deal with the horses, all the animal work in this, besides maybe torturing that wolf slash dog in the water, like it was real good. Like this would have all been done in CG, you know, nowadays. But the hawk, all the hawk work was really cool, flying towards the camera, the horse work, the wolf work,
animal training and stuff was great.
Yeah, like just that bird. Like I don't know. I mean, how many versions of that bird they had, and how many times it was a puppet versus not. But
so I think the trivia said there was like three. They had one for like also flying. I forget what the third one was for, but the main one that we see most of the time on camera, like landed and stuff. I guess like lived a really long time. Like it was part of like the, I don't know if it was San Diego, but like the Wild Animal Show. For like a really long time, and then mm-hmm. I lived to like 2007 or something like that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought all the animal work, I gotta give credit for that. Really good in this movie. All right, our number ones. Scott, number one.
I really liked Rutger Hauer and Pfeiffer here. I think like they were the ones kind of bringing the star power, the screen presence here. And yeah, I always wonder like kind of what happened with Rutger Hauer, because he had like, obviously this wasn't a mega hit, but you know, you can see that he's got something here. And then Blade Runner, a couple other things around that time. But yeah, then all of a sudden he's doing like Blind Fury and stuff like that. Maybe he showed up in Batman though, I guess. And then Pfeiffer, you know, she's still on the way up. I was looking up her IMDb. I'm not sure what I would qualify as her breakout role, but she wasn't far off of it at this point. So,
Scarface, maybe?
Probably Scarface is probably the one that really, because it wasn't Grease 2. I mean, Grease 2 might have helped her get Scarface. But yeah, Scarface is probably the first one. But Scarface was before Lady Hawk, and she
was, yeah. Which,
go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say she looked really young in this, and I was like, is this before Scarface? And it's not. I mean, just aged up, and you know, she was just kind of haggard in Scarface. I mean, that's probably why. But I just remember this is like the youngest I've ever seen her. But technically, no, because she was younger in Scarface.
She was an ABC After School Special in 1985. So I'm curious to see what that's about. But yeah, like after this, Witches of Eastwick, maybe? Anyway. But yeah, they're the real stars of this movie, even though Broderick gets top billing here. Yeah, not much more to say about that. Like, Donner smartly, or maybe just the script called for it, who knows, but she's used kind of sparingly. It kind of helps maintain her mystique. And she's clearly like on to Mouse right away, in a way that Rutger Hauer's character is not. She's clearly the smarter of the two. And I think that speaks more toward what she's doing with the character than like just kind of that wry humor she kind of gives the character more than just like the plotting here. But yeah, anyways, my number one is the two of them. I really like both of them in this movie.
Alright. I don't remember Rucker Hauer ever being a good guy in a movie.
Blind Fury, I just said it, Jeff.
Oh shit, I forgot about Blind Fury.
We need to do we need to do Hobo with a Shotgun.
All right, Alex, number one.
My number one is also Rutger Hauer and Michelle Pfeiffer. They were great. I would say that they had great chemistry with each other, but that was only towards the end. But still, the way they talked about each other, the way they sent messages through Mouse, it was great. I wish the rest of the movie was, you know, at least a little bit more up to their level. Because, man. Yeah, this could have... Yeah. man, you could see like how this could have been like a really great movie.
I wonder if they were going for kind of like a little like Cyrano de Bergerac kind of thing with him speaking for the two of them, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Hobo with a shotgun.
All right. My number one is just the curse. I like the idea of this whole curse thing and them just always missing each other. They transform. And I saw it coming, but I didn't at the same time. So I like that. But yeah, the curse. And like I said, I could see this being redone as... It feels like it would be an anime or something like that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It probably was an anime they stole it from or something.
back in the 80s,
Yeah. So yeah, I did genuinely like that part of the story. That's maybe why it's frustrating, because it's very boring and not done well. Even with some good actors and good directors. So I don't know what's going on here. All right.
It honestly seems like they were just trying to rush this movie out.
Like, I think somebody already said this movie did not have much of a budget. Although it said this has nothing to do with budget, really, but on Amazon, it did say that this was nominated for a couple of Oscars. I'm looking this up real quick. Best sound. I
didn't see that. Oh, wait, not music, best sound.
No. Best sound and best effects, sound effects. So I guess it's a different sound thing.
Well, there's sound mixing and then there's sound. Yeah.
The technical words.
A couple of technical.
Yeah. I guess the budget was $18.4 million. The budget was $20 million.
And it did not make that back.
$4 million. Yeah, it did not.
Okay.
But then again, neither did Legend. I looked that up too.
I bet
a $24.5 million budget, and it made $23.5 million.
I bet by the time like all the syndication rights and DVDs and whatnot finally it made its money back.
Legend, definitely.
Eventually, yeah. I don't know. It's 1985. That doesn't sound like. I mean, I guess that's a lot of money for that that time period. So maybe.
Yeah.
So maybe it kind of did have a budget, sort of. Budget, but let's see.
I don't know where it went because they did not hire LucasArts.
I'm looking to see how much it cost to make Raiders, which was before that, obviously. But
still.
Well, I was going to start a shopper.
So who? Oh, I forgot. Everybody's done their number ones. Raiders of the Lost Ark cost $20 million.
Wow,
that is impressive.
The same budget as Lady Hawk.
Basically, yeah.
Well, Benji Molina, Alfred Molina upped his daily quota or whatever. That's why they pay him more.
Yeah.
Adios, señor.
I will say it probably. They say don't work with animals and kids, and they work with a lot of animals in this. That could have taken just production days, right? Just forever.
True.
Horses and birds and. Just real quick, I've always known this, but Michelle Pfeiffer is from our area. She's an Orange County girl from Santa Ana. She went to Fountain Valley High School, I think I see, and she went to Golden West College.
Okay.
For like a semester or something.
We're practically friends.
Yeah, and someone discovered her working at a Ralph's or something, and you're gonna make movies, kid. With those legs, you're gonna make movies.
From here,
She's been married once. No, never mind. Twice. Damn it! I was gonna give her credit for being a Hollywood
once,
actress.
Once, twice, actor with one. Three times a Lady Hawk.
But she's been married to David E. Kelly since '93. Well, there you go.
Wow, I think. He definitely punched up above his weight on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just saying.
All right, I had one honorable mention, and that was like it was cool seeing Gun Kata with a crossbow. That's all I got to say.
Crossbow Kata doesn't quite have the same ring to it. Yeah.
Any honorable mentions for you guys?
Just again, the horse was badass.
That wolf looked terrifying.
Ditto for wolves. Yeah. All right. Scary. Let's rate it. As usual, we rate on a scale of 1 to 7. 1 being garbage, 7 being perfection. Scott, what do you give this movie?
This is a 4. I didn't think it was great, but I wasn't angry, like, having watched it. So, and as we've said, it was way too long. It was, like, automatically not going to go above a 4 at that point. But, yeah.
4. All right. Alex.
I'm going to give this a 3. It's almost a 4, but I was annoyed.
It takes a lot for Alex to go sub 4 on something.
I know.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I give it a 3 as well. This should be a 2, but I do like the concept a lot, so that bumps it up. But it was a boring movie.
Lady
Hawk. I like how Rucker Hauer is so impressed by him coming up with the name Lady Hawk for a Lady Hawk.
Yeah. I like that.
And he's like, yeah, I call you Dog Man. Like, what? Man Wolf. Hey. Whoa.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, well, it's time for our crossover list, which is what, Scott?
Our top 5 evil priests, or clergymen, as the case may be. And I will go ahead and start. My number 5, I do not remember his name, but it was the bishop, and we mentioned this movie earlier, from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, who's been complicit with everything going on, the evil sheriff of Nottingham. It's one of the better comeuppances in, I wouldn't go so far as to say movie history, but in that movie, it might be the most satisfying comeuppance.
That's funny, because I don't remember that. I was trying to think of a Robin Hood one, but I would default to the cartoon, and I couldn't think of
the
clergyman being bad. Yeah. It was just the sheriff.
Huh. Yeah, it was... When Friar Tuck starts loading him up with gold and basically pushes him out a window. it's pretty satisfying. So, yeah, that was my number 5.
All right, Alex, number 5.
Scott Stolbein, Bishop from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
You Prince of Thieves, you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
My number 5, I had a very tough time with this, and my 5's kind of a cheat, but I don't know. Do we consider Jedi priests or clergymen?
It depends. It depends where you're going with this, Jeff.
They're wizards.
They're space wizards. But yes, let's.
Yeah, space
wizards. Let's see. Well, then Palpatine.
Palpatine. I wouldn't say he's a priest. He doesn't hold sermons.
He is the...
He does. He's like, I give the Galactic Empire
unlimited power. Unlimited Benedict Cumberbatch.
Wrong.
He is the head Sith. Okay, so here's a question for you nerds. So is the Sith, like, is it a religion? Sithdom. I don't know what the hell you call it. Being a Sith. Following the ways of the Sith.
I think it is. I think Jedi are too. So.
Yeah, those are both. I would consider them religions, yeah.
Okay.
Well, think. The Force exists no matter what, and they've chosen a very specific way. Then you have to do certain things in order to follow their way of doing it. Mm-hmm. And they're the protectors of it.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
All right. Okay. I'll give it to you.
And then Sith are just a different form of it. They're the other versions of it, but...
Yeah. You talked me into it.
All right, good. Scott, number four.
Okay, my number four is from something we did not too long ago. This year, anyway. And that would be from Da Vinci Code.
And that'd be Paul. Is this Alfred Molina again?
Paul, it could have been. Paul Bettany as the as Silas, the albino evil. What are they called? Rosicrucians or whatever? The
Yeah, but is he really a priest?
So I said or clergy.
Alright.
Like a bishop is a bishop, he's not a priest.
No, but yeah, a bishop should go. Mass.
Silas could.
Eh.
Just say it.
All right.
He was all about the self-flagellation.
You got me with clergy, so whatever.
Silas. All right. Number four.
Silas. All right. Alex, number four.
My number four is just Cardinal Richelieu from the Three Musketeers in any incarnation.
He is kind of an evil dick. In real life, too.
Yeah.
Okay. My number four is also from the Da Vinci Code, and I was going to go with Alfred Molina, but we talked about him too much. So, I mean, remember... Ian McKellen's character called himself the priest to do all that was his nickname. He did all this.
No,
stuff.
You're
so
wrong.
Go with
Jeff.
Any one of them.
He called himself the teacher.
Oh, that's right. No, damn. You're right. It was the teacher.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then Alfred Molina.
did at any point he say, "Oh my God"? No.
I don't. Oh, why do you, I don't know what you're. Well, you're doing Tommy Boy. What's going on here? I'm so confused. What are you guys referring to?
Because when we were doing that episode, Scott said something to that effect, and then we just kept making fun of him by saying, "Oh my God."
I don't remember this.
It's when Tom Hanks has to give like that speech at the end when he's like, "Oh my God, you're the last living disciple of Jesus Christ."
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He acts
all right, comments. That's way too long to explain. I'm done.
It's been a long year, folks.
All right. Scott, number three.
Yeah. Okay. My number three is Cardinal Richelieu. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Richelieu! All
right, Alex, Richelieu. Number three.
Richelieu.
Not my Richelieu.
My Richelieu. My number three is, I believe it's another bishop, Lilium from V for Vendetta.
Okay.
Yeah, that creepy fuck. He got poisoned.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, in the comic they all got, most of them got poisoned too. I wonder if he got stabbed. Oh, whatever.
Maybe both.
All right. I'm going to have to get a ruling on this because I do not remember. I've seen it once a long time ago. That would be, and I looked it up. His name is Frollo, the bad guy in Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
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 Number one.
Oh, is it? All right. Well, then
yeah.
I will let you guys talk worst. About it.
He is the worst.
Scott, number two.
Number two from a fantastic movie that I never need to watch again. That would be what's his face? Paul played the Riddler. Paul Dano.
Dano.
Yeah, Paul Dano. Thank you. Paul Dano is Eli Sunday in There Will Be Blood. Not evil. Oh, yeah. Like kind of like these other guys are evil on this list, but like a real piece of work. Yeah, that's all I'll say about that.
Who had the last milkshake now?
Yeah. I drink it down.
Mm-hmm. All right. Alex, number two.
Number two is Molaram from Temple of
Doom. God damn it, Alex. Stop stealing my stuff.
Kalima.
Kalima.
It's a good one. Did not think about it. Mm-hmm.
Creepy motherfucker. Taking hearts. Cooking them.
All right, stealing children and taking hearts. Yeah.
Doing the Salt Bay thing over the hearts, sprinkle a little bit of salt.
Yeah. A little curry powder on them.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, my number two is whatever. It's Equilibrium. All the bad guys, weren't they? Priests and clerics.
The Grammaton clerics. God, I wish I'd thought of that. That's good, Jeff.
Yeah. I will allow it because they're clerics.
They are clerics.
Part of the clergy.
Yeah.
Just like in D&D.
Grammaton clergy.
And there was Gunkata in that.
There was
Gunkata. Yeah.
Yeah, there was.
Good. I thought about it, but I was like, I don't think they're priests. And then as soon as you said cleric, I'm like, ah, damn it. Yep.
And what was it, the Bruce? Wasn't he like the main, wasn't he a head priest?
He's always Robert the Bruce.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
See? Yeah.
Man, I gotta watch that movie again. I think I have a DVD around here somewhere.
It's never as good as you remember it, but it's still a fun watch.
And then
yeah.
do back to back with Ultraviolet.
No, then it'll look really good by comparison.
Yeah, watch Ultraviolet first. All right.
Ultraviolet. Scott. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Scott, number one.
Number one is Molaram. Yep. Alex beat me to it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You broke my heart.
Alex, number two.
My number one is Frollo.
Number one, sorry.
Also stolen by Jeff. Oh, that creepy fuck. He's, yeah, the worst. And I mean, like, worst as in the most evil, in my opinion, of the Disney villains. Fucking A. He was about to drown a baby, for Pete's sake. Until all the statues looked at him and he said, oh, shit, I better not. And he's so creepy with Esmeralda sniffing her hair and shit. Ugh, gross.
Yeah, it's weird how this is not one of those movies that Disney talks about a lot.
Yeah.
It's not featured in the custom, not the custom.
So I've got the
princesses.
So a question about that movie. Mm-hmm. Why didn't Gandalf just send the eagles to drop Frollo off at Mount Doom to just toss the ring in right then?
Because he was an evil son of a bitch, that's why.
Yeah.
So I mean, you could pretty much replace Frollo with Frodo.
Same guy. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I checked out your cousin Frollo first, and I think you should have the break.
Like, he was next to mine, but yeah, that's Carl. Pulling on the collar here. He's into some stuff. Let's just leave it at that.
That's a long journey. I don't know if he can handle it. All right,
Jeff.
All right. My number one would be the Sparrows from Game of Thrones.
Okay.
That's I forgot the head sparrow's name.
I don't think they say his name.
Shame.
I think they just call him the head sparrow, yeah.
Oh, okay. John Denver. No, what's his name in real life? Jonathan Price. Sorry.
Yeah.
My shoulders makes me happy.
Just sell them the
but like all of
Infinity
them.
Q toilets.
The shame lady.
Yeah.
She gets her comeuppance.
Don't you know ponytails are out this season? Listen,
the shame
over the top.
The shame lady is like is popping off lately. She's in like all kinds of things.
Shame lady.
Yeah. Oh, she beat out that Mr. lady?
Yeah. I thought about the what's his face? The old AT-AT driver. What was he? Jesus Christ.
The old what?
I don't think
AT-AT driver. Script. Sorry, AT-AT driver.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
Picel. Grandmaster Picel.
Yeah, the Grandmeisters, but they weren't really
clergy. They were doctors.
Teachers. Yeah, men of science. Right, so
doctors.
All right. Any honorable mentions?
Yeah, I'm good.
Nope. Sounds like no. All right. It's time for Alex Knows Sports.
I'm Alex, and I like sports.
Sports ball?
There it is. So, if you were the coach of a sports team,
mm-hmm.
and you were ahead by a few points, and you needed to run out the clock,
right?
What kind of signal would you give?
Let's see. Put up like hands to like stop, like you're stopping traffic.
The bat signal. The
bat signal is always a tried and true. The thumb across the throat. Just waving your arms as if to like to tell somebody like stop what you're doing, like get their attention.
Because I'm about to ruin.
Coach from Oregon State College, Jonathan Smith, just squeezed his titties together.
He squeezed his titties together.
Together to milk the clock.
Oh, okay.
So it turned into a minor hullabaloo.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what this guy looks like. Does he have said titties to pull this off?
He's got man boobs, but not enough to pull it off.
Okay. Then yeah, that's a bet.
Yeah, people were offended by the gesture. And to me, it just looks stupid.
Oregon has, it's not Oregon State, not Oregon. Yeah, I don't know. I was going to say Oregon has a history that kind of doing weird stuff, but... Yeah, it's Oregon State. Yeah, I don't know. That's just weird. Mm-hmm. This is why you shouldn't go to college, people.
Yeah.
You might see some titties squeezing.
Point at your clock. Point at the clock and, like, keep it running. No, I mean, that kind of means hurry it up. Point at the clock, stop. I don't know. It's something, but don't squeeze your titties together.
It's time for NEM News!
yeah.
It was yeah. Alright, not much for me this week, other than I finally watched Loki, Season 2. Watched the first two episodes.
I haven't seen it yet.
I enjoy it. Enjoyed it, I should say. It's got enough of my interest that I'll continue on. Always like the HID. Mm-hmm. Owen Wilson is still good. The two of them together is good. Without spoiling anything, I do like that they jump right back into that kind of relationship in the beginning, kind of pairing them up, and it's pretty fun. We'll see where they go now, because at this point, like, Loki's like not really even an anti-hero. He's just one of the good guys. So I'm wondering if they kind of dial that back down this season. So we'll see on that score. Yeah. But yeah, the first episode introduced a new character, welcome addition to the cast. So I think you guys will both like it, at least the actor anyway. So without spoiling too much more there. Yeah, this has been good so far. I think like this is probably it on the... I think there's like another season of What If coming, right?
Yeah, I like those. Those are cool.
But other than that, I think this is going... Well, that's not true. I did see a trailer for Echo. So it's going to be this and Echo. And then I think that's going to be it for a while. They're going to chill out on this MCU stuff. I think somebody was telling me... I haven't checked. That there's only one Marvel movie coming out next year. Like one MCU movie.
Yeah. Isn't it Deadpool 3?
I don't think it's Deadpool 3.
That's what I saw somewhere. I was like, is that right?
It would be funny if that was... let's see. MCU movies 2024. But yeah, other than that... it might just be Deadpool. You're half joking, but...
Because that is coming next year.
Yeah. Okay. No, yeah, I think you're right, Alex. I think it really will just be Deadpool. That's really funny. Because that's not really... I don't see that being like a connective, like, movie. Like, that's just gonna be its own thing. So, yeah. Maybe that's what they need to do, is pump the brakes. Mm-hmm. We talked about that before. Like, pump it hard.
Watch the trailer.
Yeah, that's it from me. Alex, anything you want to go over?
I finally watched the Barbie movie, and I liked it a lot better than I thought I would.
Okay.
It was funny. My only complaint, I think, is that when they had some poignant, like, meaningful moments, they always had to undercut it with a joke. It's like, hey, okay, we get it, but let me feel this. Not everything has to be 100% laughs, you know? The other thing is, Mattel does not come off looking very good, I should say, in this one. They really let, you know, the writers, directors, everything really roast them on this movie, which I thought was pretty refreshing. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they had to address it, right? I mean, with, you know, with the whole thing with body image and all, they had to talk about it in this, right? Oh, otherwise,
that stuff, yeah. But I'm also talking about just Mattel as a company. Like, they have the corporate headquarters. It's all like brick, very plain and dark and everything, with all the peons and the cubicles and stuff. And all the bosses don't know what they're talking about at the end, like with Will Ferrell as being the CEO. There's no men on the in leadership roles up there. Stuff like that. It's like, wow, I can't believe Mattel signed off on this, because they're not looking good.
I don't know. I haven't seen Barbie. But, I mean, like, that kind of thing's been going on forever. Like, Fox shows have shat on Fox forever. Like, Simpsons, Married with Children.
Well, yeah. Because Fox is give a shit. Fox is Fox.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe they just saw, like, the net benefits. I'm like, yeah, some adults might think we're horrible, but we're not selling toys to adults, so.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny. It was great. Everybody, the Ken's Mojo Dojo Casa House. I want one.
Yeah, I'll wait for it to
check it out.
To go free streaming.
Yes.
Hopefully soon.
Because we got it. We rented it to watch with the kids and everything. They liked it too.
Okay. Don't want to review Speed Racer, Alex?
That movie is an assault on the eyes, but I still like it. I wouldn't say I love it, but I really do like it.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Go Speed Racer. Nope. That's it.
All right. Jeff's done stirring his coffee. What, anything you want to go over, Jeff?
No, I haven't really seen anything lately. Laura had never seen Mad Men, so we started that up.
Okay.
So watching that again, we're only like two or three episodes in, and that's good, because I haven't seen it since it came out.
So he's only on one marriage so far.
Yeah. I just told Laura, like, I said something, you know, get ready to hate men even more when you watch this show.
We can watch this now that we're married. He's can't get rid of me now. Yeah.
She's after the first episode, she's like, are these guys going to be like this the entire time? And I'm like, I think so. And maybe this first one's a little worse than the others. I don't know. And the second episode was just as bad.
What's wrong with showing up to work and just start mixing up some highballs and then driving home? Simpler times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Denying your wife mental health therapy because she has it made.
Yeah.
She's got me. She's got money.
I mean, I hear lobotomies help with that stuff.
You think he offers it at that point? Like, can't they just open you up and poke around? It's like, oh my god. But whatever, we'll keep watching it. It's a good show.
Yeah.
I wanted to say there was something else I wanted, like a documentary, but it's all sports documentary. Like, I should have mentioned it in Alex's section.
Sports.
Oh yeah. I watched this before, but I watched it again. I don't know the name of it. Shit, it's the one with Reggie Miller versus the Knicks. I forgot what it's called, but it's basically back when Jordan was retired and other teams kind of had a chance, in the East, and it was the Knicks and Pacers played each other like 3 years in a row. It's really good. Watch it. Spike Lee gets involved. Yeah. Courtside and all of that stuff. It's a really good one.
It is some legendary stuff, like Spike Lee and Reggie Miller trash talking each other.
Yeah. So yeah, I would recommend that if you're a sports fan. You know, Alex, we don't have to tell you, yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Sports. Mm-hmm. Laces out.
And that's it.
All right, I think we're good.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
We at Hans Shop First would like to thank you for listening and supporting the podcast. We would love to hear from you, so feel free to contact us on Facebook and Twitter at Hans Shop First. Also, please leave us a review on iTunes. Reviews are greatly appreciated and help us get more exposure. Once again, thanks for listening and supporting the podcast.